But it's 10:15 and you know what time it is. It's time for Wayne's 4x2. Do you want something to watch, but you aren't sure where to start? Well, 2SER's entertainment wizard Wayne Massingham has got you covered with his reviews of the latest and greatest in film and music. It's Wayne's 4x2, 4 reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, hi, Jack. How are you going?
We're good. And we are really keen, Cameron and I, and Georgia, who's stepped in as well, to the studio to hear what you've got to recommend us to watch, listen, and enjoy on our television boxes. So what's your first recommendation, Wayne?
Okay, I'm going with a TV show that I can recommend with all my heart. It's called Reservation Dogs. I guess a play on the Reservoir Dogs of Tarantino, but nothing like that. This is a really wonderful comedy with a huge heart. It's on Foxtel locally or Binge. 2 seasons. The second season came out last year. There are 8 episodes in season 1 and a further 10 in season 2. It's been renewed for 3rd season, so I'm very happy about that. Now, the unique thing about this show is that it features all Indigenous writers and directors, in American, as in Native American, and also most of the cast are Indigenous actors as well. And another thing unique about the show is it's filmed entirely in Oklahoma, the first TV show to be filmed entirely in that state. But it's more than just the fact that all of those things are great. This is really actually a great show. It's basically a friendship with 4 teenagers. There's Alora, Bear, Cheese, and Willie Jack. And if you watch this show, I think you'll really grow to love them. The connection between the 4 of them is wonderful. They're all sort of looking for better things, but they're also a little bit aimless. It really connects with, I guess, what it's like to be growing up as an Indigenous person in the US. But it really connected with me. It's quite funny in parts, definitely a comedy, but it's also incredibly heartfelt, especially in the second season. There's some really moving moments. A theme running through the whole show is a death of a friend that you find out in the first season, and that sort of links all the way through. And there's an absolutely wonderful episode in season 2 dealing with a death of an elder, which is incredibly moving. So this is, I think, a really important show. It's a wonderful show. It's funny, but it's also very touching. Reservation Dogs, really recommend it.
Oh, brilliant. I have heard good things about Reservation Dogs, and I know it's executive produced by Taika Waititi as well.
It is, yes. He's I don't think he's not a director, but he's definitely involved at that, at the creative level behind the scenes. So, yeah, it's really wonderful show. Beautifully shot as well. Just works on so many levels, and really talented young cast.
Brilliant.
Do a great job. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Wayne, what is your second recommendation for us today?
Well, I'm going to go with a film that opened last week that I saw. Not sure if Cameron will guess it, but maybe not. It's called Corsage. This is a multinational European production. It's all about Empress Elizabeth of Austria in the 19th century. Now, I'm not normally one for period dramas. I find them sometimes a little bit dry. But this one is really, really interesting. It's basically just a look at this empress just after she turns 40 in a period of a year. And basically, it sort of looks at how she's very restless, bored. She's got a fairly loveless marriage to Emperor Franz Joseph. And she's always obsessing over her weight and what she's eating. The corsage in the title, I found out, is another word for a similar thing to a corset. So a lot of the shots in the show are her when she gets up in the morning trying to be fitted into a corsage. So she's looking for something in her life to rejuvenate her. She goes on trips to England and Bavaria, various hunting trips. So I guess it's also a look at a woman trying to fit into this man's world, which was certainly in the 19th century, was very strong. And it's quite an eclectic film. It's very different. It doesn't always work, I think. I think it's a little bit uneven in parts, but the best part about it is the performance by Vicky Creeps, who you might know from Phantom Thread, and she's absolutely spectacular. So I think it's worth it just to see her act. It's also quite spectacular to look at. It's filmed in five different countries and some magnificent palaces in Austria and Germany. So, yeah, definitely worth a look. It's not showing in many cinemas. I think actually only Palace Cinemas are showing it in Sydney. So a very interesting film that I think is worth checking out.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I do love a good period historical drama, so I might check that out. I don't really mind how dry they are. And I will say for the record that Cameron was unable to guess that Corsage was the film of the week.
Okay. I thought was maybe a little bit of an unknown.
Bit of a curveball this week for him, Wayne.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What's the third recommendation for us today?
Well, I'm going with another TV show that I guess is would be described as a comedy, but it's a rather dark one. In certain parts. It's called Physical. Again, there's been two seasons of this show, 20 episodes in total. So season two released last year. This is all on Apple if you want to watch it. And it stars Australia's own Rose Byrne. It's set in the 1980s and she plays Sheila Rubin, who's a essentially a housewife. She has sort of issues, a very major eating disorder, where she binge eats, and she also has a fairly unhappy marriage. But she takes up physical fitness, and she has the idea of maybe trying to make a career out of that. So over the first two seasons, it sort of goes through the ups and downs of her trying to establish the physical fitness career, which I guess at the time was when it started booming and we started seeing TV shows with people doing and videos and everything like that. So I quite enjoyed it. It's a little bit, as I said, uneven in parts. Season two, I think, sort of takes a while to sort of get going, but I really enjoyed the way it finished. As I said, it can be quite dark in parts, and Rose Byrne is really, really wonderful. Also, Rory Scovel and Paul Sparks are in the cast, and they're really great as well. It's been renewed for a third season. So if you do watch it and enjoy it, there's more to come. So I think worth it. Again, a great central performance, Rose Byrne, and that sort of makes it worth watching Physical for that alone.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I am a big fan of Rose Byrne. I love pretty much
anything
she's in, so I might just give that a watch as well. And Wayne, we're almost out of time, so I think we're due for a bit of an album review. What's the music you've got for us this week?
Yeah, well, this is a special album. It's by the great Yola Tango, the long-held New Jersey band. They've been around for 38 years and they've been consistently great. I don't think they've ever released many wonderful albums. And this new one, This Stupid World, is their first in 5 years, and it's album number 16, and it's really, really great. It's probably a bit shorter than some of their albums. It's more, spontaneous. They recorded it all themselves in Hoboken. And it's just, I guess, the two elements of this band that I love is the pristine melody, the beautiful voices of Georgia Hubley and Ira Kaplan, and the guitar work. And I think the thing I love about Yola Tango is when you listen to them, each song is a little bit different. There's a lot of variation from song to song, from album to album. And when you listen to an album, I find each time you go back, there's just something more to listen to. There's so many elements going into each song. So if you've enjoyed the great career of Yola Tango, this is another great album from them.
Oh, brilliant. Well, we're going to have to obviously play out one of those songs after such a recommendation. So the song we've got geared up is Fallout by Yola Tango.
Yeah, great song. The first sort of single, I guess, released from the band from this album. And it features those things I mentioned. If you listen to it, it's Ira Kaplan singing, really beautiful melody, and just listen to the guitar work. This is a really, I guess, typical Yola Tango song, and I think it's pretty damn great.
Oh, brilliant. Well, Wayne, thank you so much for dropping by again this week, and we're looking forward to speaking with you next week and hearing some more great reviews for great things to watch, listen, and enjoy.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks a lot. See you next week.
No worries. See you next week. To hear more reviews from Wayne, you can just search Wayne on the 2SER website.